Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live. The Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network on this Boomer's 63rd birthday. Well, he has gotten many, many gifts. We have one more. And we also have a gift for you coming up because, and I mean the listener, because this hour we're giving away Boomer Geo Live tickets because it sold out. We kept some to give away and to win, so that'll be happening this hour. But we've got the final piece of the birthday puzzle here for Boomer Esiason. If you've listened to the show before I got here, you know what it is. Now?
A happy birthday.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, dear
Boomer Esiason.
Happy birthday to me.
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Fudge of the Whale cake with actual lit candles. So yes. Blow those out before we set this whole place on fire.
You got to make a wish, yeah.
Okay. Wish that Al Dukes would put on some weight.
You said that out loud. Right?
I did.
You said that out loud. Oh, look at that. And there goes the smoke up here. It's definitely going to be a fire alarm spot. No, but that's okay.
We'll be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're talking.
Now you got everything you wanted on this wonderful day.
Just use the scissors to cut it?
No. There's a knife in there.
Oh, there is. Okay.
Yeah, there's a knife. It's a very large knife.
That is very thoughtful of you guys.
Well,
that brings me back to my childhood.
Mike, Vicky, could you find a smaller knife next time? I understand what it does to you hand Boomer a knife like this. Anything's that. You could take my gallbladder out. There you go.
There you go. I mean, you got a plate?
No, I do.
You got a fork?
No, I don't have anything.
I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't have plates or forks, which is by design here. So I don't want you to shove anything else in my face here.
This reminds me of the time that Guy Fieri was supposed to send me those knives, and he never did.
Unbelievable.
And that was like five Super Bowls ago.
That's incredible. I know. You've been talking about that ever since. All right. Rangers Capitals coming up. And you're going to be jacked up on a Sunday afternoon at the Garden. I know
I will not be at the Garden. I'll be in Montreal, actually.
You're going to be in Montreal.
Yeah.
I got a hockey tournament.
I'll be with all my hockey buddies.
Are you going to be playing when the game's going on?
I think we'll be done by then. But I will be watching with my guys. Some are Islander fans. And Peter Schwartz actually did text me this morning.
Oh, my God.
Happy birthday, suck up. And then it was, he heard me talking about potentially the Islanders starting on Saturday.
Yeah.
He is saying he's hearing that they may start on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and maybe because of their season ending.
That's true.
They want to give everybody like a four-day break before they start.
All right, I could do some digging on that.
That could be the truth.
I could do some digging on that.
You're going to have some Pudgy of the Well.
I mean, I can't.
I mean, how do you not? I mean, how do
it's because there's so. I mean, I try to eat during the week. I try to be good. And the weekend, it's not the weekend. It's Wednesday.
Good, yeah, you were good yesterday. You didn't really have anything.
No, I didn't. I was.
Right?
Yeah, I know. That's one day.
But it is my birthday. It's a day to celebrate. Let's go.
Oh, my God. All right. Fine.
Have some.
All right.
Al, you're going to have some Pudgy the Whale, too?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
Jesus, Al's going to vomit. Al hasn't had this much food in 10 years.
I love the fact that Al is buying into all this.
Is this a binge and purge spot here?
No, it's Boomer's birthday.
Oh, my Lord.
Try to do the right thing.
Do the right thing.
Where's Jerry? Get Jerry in here so I can shove some cake in his face.
Did you know that May 3rd, Boomer and Geo Live Day?
Yes.
I believe.
Yep.
That a potential Game 7 would be that night.
Yeah.
I'm not shoving it in my face. I love
fudging. Oh, you do? Okay.
You got that, Eddie? That Boomer and Geo Live, May 3rd, potential Game 7, Rangers Capitals, if it goes that far.
What? You guys will have a good time.
What do you mean we'll have a good time?
You'll have a good time. Yeah.
You would skip.
There you go.
Thank you.
Boomer and Geo Live to
for
watch
Game 7? Yeah, and I think everybody would understand that. No problem with that. Spike's out of here now, so I don't care.
I mean, people would be, they paid money to come and see you.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. I will be there. Don't worry about it.
All right, just making sure.
Well, of course I'll be there. I made a commitment. I'll be there.
How would you handle that, though?
I don't know. I'll figure it out.
What are you going to do in Montreal? Are you going to be playing when the game's on?
No.
Okay.
We'll be done by then.
All right. Perfect. Let's go to Joe in Newtown, Connecticut. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, good morning, guys. Boomer, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you, Joe. What's happening?
I do have a Rangers question. I just want to say, in all sincerity, I'll be 60 this summer. You are a role model for many as a dad, grandfather, and philanthropist. I've worked in philanthropy for like 30 years, and what you've done with the foundation and your other generosity is honestly inspiring to those of us who work in this field.
Well, thank you, Joe. I appreciate that. So what's your Rangers question?
Yeah, so we have a great team, but the one stat that worries me a little bit is for the entire year, we're roughly even in 5-on-5 goals. If the series, if they call it tight with plenty of power plays, we've got a great penalty kill. If they let them play and we're 5-on-5, that's a really strange statistic for such a good team. And just, want to know your thoughts. We should beat the Capitals, but
All these games are going to be tough. I don't take anybody for granted, and I just know one thing, that there's something about a heart of a champion, which the Capitals have been. And Ovechkin has been, and Tom Wilson has been, and TJ Oshie has been. They have it. Yeah, I understand. And, that's why whether it was going to be them, the Penguins, or the Red Wings, or the Flyers, these games are never easy. But I will just say this. When the Rangers play, and I hope they don't play this way because I don't like them when they play this way, but when they do get in the wide open areas, especially when they're on the penalty kill, it's incredible the skill that you see and the passing that you see and the offensive shots and the ability to create shots. And I'm not worried about the 5-on-5 stuff. A lot of this is going to be your special teams, and their special teams have been one of the best, if not the best, combination of special teams in the entire league. And that's why they are so good. That's why they've won so many games, because of that aspect of who they are as a team. And the other good news aspect of all of this, too, they're going into this totally healthy. Everybody is healthy. Everybody made it through the season. We didn't lose any big players for, maybe we lost some players for a few weeks there, months there. But we're a healthy team, and our goalie has gotten his game back. And that goalie is going to have to pull a Henrik Lundqvist, and keep us in games, because there are going to be times where, for whatever reason, our defense is going to be loose and there are going to be shots that are going to be point blank. The other night against Ottawa, he had like 8 or 9 grade A saves with nobody between he and the shot that was coming at him. And most of the time, when that is the case, Igor is always going to make the save. And if something does happen to Igor, the other good news is, and I think this goes back to Benoit Allaire, who is our goalie coach, he always has a guy, no matter who it is, no matter whether it be Alexander Georgiev, whether it be Antti Raanta, and now it just happens to be Jonathan Quick, who is a great, great support goalie. And without him this season, this team would not have been where it got to, because he was the one that saved the Rangers early on when Igor wasn't really playing the way that Igor can play, the way he's playing now.
Capitals have that Sonny Milano on the team from Massapequa.
Yeah, I know. He's very, very crafty with his stick and, his,
I feel like Massapequa's in the news all the time.
I beat Sonny Milano and his team. The Wasps, we beat him.
You beat Sonny Milano's team?
We did.
How?
We scored more goals.
No, I know, but how did you score more goals? He's a dead current NHL player. Who'd you have on your team that day?
No. He was a much younger kid at the time.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't know if he was 18. Maybe he was 18.
Well, still.
Look, man.
You telling me Rob Capone was out playing Sonny Milano?
I was out there playing him.
Okay. But,
you know, hey, listen.
How long ago was this?
Ask Casey Cizikas. He'll tell you.
Oh, Cizikas was on the team?
No. He was on a team that I was playing against in the summertime.
Wow.
And I ran him into the boards. Ask him how that felt.
Okay.
When he was laying on his face on the ice.
You're taking out current Islanders now, too.
Well, that was years ago.
Well, maybe he's still feeling it. Maybe you knocked a year or two off his career.
I'll tell you what. He played against me. I took him out a little bit, and he realized, you know what? Maybe this is not for me. Let me go on the first line.
Wow.
And let me play with Matty Barzal, and let me play with Bo Horvat.
Ran scared, huh?
Well, I don't think he ran scared. He realized that playing at the lower lines, you've got to be a little bit more physical and a little bit more antagonistic.
And Backstrom's out for the year, right? For the Capitals.
You know, it's Tom Wilson, this guy, Tom Wilson.
Let's go to John in Middletown. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Boomer, happy birthday.
Thank you very much, John. What's happening?
Not much. Excited for Ranger playoff hockey. Wanted to get your thoughts on the matchup as a whole. And then, the whole Tom Wilson thing happened a couple years ago. I think the sting of that's worn off. But is there some merit in maybe putting him in his place in game one and then letting that be it for the rest of the series?
Well, I don't know how you're going to put him in his place. You know, you'd love to have him on your team. By the way that he does play and how big he is and how physical he is, and the Capitals recognize that because they give him a contract extension where he's highly paid now. He reminds me of what Andrew
Marchand.
Yeah, I was going to say Marchand from Boston. Yeah. You know, Andrew Marchand.
Right, always writing about stuff and ratings and everything.
Brad Marchand, yes, for Boston, was a fourth liner when Brad Richards was here. And I remember that fourth line, and it was him and Lucic and some other guy. And they were like, you know, they're hammer guys.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he turns into this one of the best players in the league, Brad Marchand. And that's kind of what Tom Wilson has become. And that's credit to himself. But he is a pain in the ass. He is going to be physical. I bet you in the back of their minds they think that this Ranger team is soft and that this Ranger team is more of a outside, they're not going to get in front of them, that kind of team. But this team has not been that. This team has been led by Vincent Trocheck. And I think if Barkley Goodrow's a great example of a tough guy that plays a grinding kind of style of play, doesn't score a lot of goals. But, you know, when the playoffs start, certain guys just know how to play in the playoffs. And I think we have more than enough experience in that regard and youth. That gives us a fast, very skilled team, but we also can play a physical game if we have to.
We're going
to
see a lot of Rempe in this series?
You know, the coach has said that he's ready to go and that he can play in the playoffs and he can be an effective player in the playoffs. We'll see it, whether or not he decides to put him in the lineup against this Capital teams with Tom Wilson. But it's not about fighting now.
No.
It's about playing.
But he's a physical guy, and
this is why my son-in-law plays better in the playoffs, because it's a straight ahead game. You know what I mean?
You saying he's slow?
No, I'm saying
sounds like he's
that,
saying slow.
That he no, I'm saying that he knows how to play playoff hockey. It's physical and it's straight ahead. And one of the things that would irk Ranger fans going into last year's playoffs was some of these backhanded, throw it to the middle of the ice passes by Panarin and by
Zibanejad.
You can't get away with that in these types of games.
So what they say, tightens up.
It does tighten up.
Whitey in Massapequa, what's going on, Whitey?
Hey, what's up, Gio? FYI, I broke the Gull Haven record the other day.
The course record at Gull Haven?
Yes, sir.
Wow, good for you, Whitey.
Yeah. Quick question, Boomer. Who you got, NYPD or FDNY this weekend in the hockey game?
Isn't FDNY a little bit better team than the NYPD?
I don't know. I think they got like seven in a row, six in a row now.
Yeah. I mean, and it's physical. It's intense. It's their own version of the NHL playoffs, actually. And I know FDNY's got a pretty good damn team. That's all I know.
Wow. I mean, if that's 8 years in a row that they've lost, I mean, they got to change the coach or something, right? I mean, Jesus.
You know, at the end of the day,
that's like Army-Navy.
The FDNY team may be a little bit younger.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure. I know that they've kind of dominated this thing.
Yeah. But where do they play that?
I think they're playing it at UBS, I think.
Oh, wow.
I think.
Nice. I didn't know that. Have you ever seen one of those?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to go to
Garden. I have no idea.
At the Garden? Can't be at the Garden this weekend.
No, it wouldn't be that. Well,
everything's going on at the Garden this weekend.
It may be UBS. I would think it would be UBS.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to find out about that Islander schedule is interesting to me, too, if they end up getting that extra break and go to Monday. I think that would help them out. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just saw this video the Jets put out. They were trying to pretend that a mannequin was in the Florham Park facility with the new jersey on. It was actually a guy that was standing there, and everybody's walking by and scaring the players. But Aaron Rodgers was not scared. He was onto it.
You know why? Because he sees things.
He does.
He's got peripheral vision. He's got a sense about him.
He didn't see the injury coming.
Well, none of us did.
But he's not hurting.
Yeah. So, he was like, hey, who's in there? And he didn't fall for it. Then yesterday I saw that he was on another podcast implying things that he likes to imply.
Okay.
Doesn't quite go there, as we've said before. Doesn't fully say it. And I've defended him on some of these things, especially the one that was the CNN reporter from the Kentucky Derby 9 years ago in a story that she relayed, and we didn't hear it from his mouth. There's a couple of them now, like the JFK Clinton thing that he said. He was, I don't think it's a conspiracy, but it's kind of strange. Came from his mouth. And this one yesterday.
Okay.
Where he implied.
Yeah.
He implied that the government had made up HIV and AIDS, essentially, to scare people, sell drugs, all of that.
It's a good thing he's all in on the season, though. I mean, he is here. You got to give him credit. He was here first day, ready to rock and roll, man. And he's busting his ass physically to get ready for the football season.
Yeah.
No matter what you think about what he thinks, he is getting ready for the football season. And I know that he wants to atone for everything that went on last year and really wants to finish his career off on a high note. And hopefully that's good news for the Jets, their fans, and their new uniforms.
He does seem to hate Big Pharma, though, does he not?
Oh, yeah, it's a big thing for him.
Plus, he's like, he is not a Dr. Fauci guy.
No, he's not.
And there's a lot about Dr. Fauci and the AIDS crisis and HIV from way back when.
Yes.
I mean, he's just a government bureaucrat, and I think we all hate government bureaucrats. There are some that do their job very well and take it very seriously, and then there are others that do it for other reasons.
Yeah, create a pandemic. He goes, he was talking about COVID, and he goes, the blueprint for this
was made in the 80s. Create a pandemic with a virus that's going wild, he continued. Fauci was given over $350 million to research this.
The whole gain of function
stuff.
So wait,
they created the virus or they created
it? Yeah, it's the whole gain of function research on what to do if something like this ever happened.
It says.
And then it happened. And it came from a lab in Wuhan, China.
No, so, no, I was talking about the AIDS virus. Is he saying that we created the virus or we created
suggesting
a story?
No, so I'll read it again. Okay.
The audio's out there. I actually thought this was old. I didn't know this was new.
I don't know if it's, is it old or new? I don't know.
Maybe not.
New report. I had never.
Is it? Yeah. Is it
I never heard this before.
Report.
But it says the blueprint, the game plan was made in the 80s, create a pandemic with a virus that's going wild. So I don't know how you want to say that. Fauci was given over $350 million to research this to come up with drugs newer repurposed to handle the AIDS pandemic, and all they came up with was AZT. And if you do a smidge of research, and I know I'm not an epidemiologist, I'm not a doctor, I'm not an immunologist, whatever, I can read, though, and I can learn and look things up like any normal person. I could do my own research, which is so vilified to even question authority. But that was the game plan back then, create an environment where only one thing works. Back then, AZT. Now, Remdesivir, Rogers continued. So maybe this was closer to 2020, but it's resurfaced.
Oh, it's resurfaced, all right.
Resurfaced.
I saw. I did see it. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, but what I don't understand is this. Is that when athletes were speaking on behalf of certain political beliefs and political thoughts and policies, they were celebrated because they were either taking a knee at the foot of the Star Spangled Banner before games or staying in a locker room, and they were celebrated for that. And now here's another guy that actually has certain beliefs, and he keeps talking about it, and you know people are hammering for it.
I don't know if it's apples to apples with those two things. I understand where you're going.
It's still a belief. It's still the way that they are thinking or they believe about certain things. And, you know, why can't everybody just believe what they want to believe and everybody kind of just stop with all the nonsense and the criticism that comes from, you know, social media and the trash that's on there?
Yeah, I do think there's a danger in spreading misinformation and things when you already have a voice that especially in this day and age where people will believe a lot of things. So, I mean, I think that would be your answer to that. Like, you can't just, you can believe what you want to believe when you're Aaron Rodgers and suggested that the Clintons killed JFK Jr. and that the government created AIDS to sell drugs.
Yeah, but
a little bit different than.
There are people that obviously don't believe we landed on the moon. Am I right?
Yeah, he's one of those too, I think.
Yes. There was once a basketball player who thought the earth was flat.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. So that's what I'm saying. That, to me, those things are not healthy to put out there.
There was once a basketball player that didn't want to take the vaccine. He could practice with his team, but he couldn't play with his team.
Tom Izzo.
I think he buys into all those on the dark web.
But the point being is that, like, you know, he has every right to say how he feels and what he feels. You may not like it. I may not like it. It doesn't matter.
It's not about having the right or not having the right. It's just that when you are someone with a very paid attention to voice, spreading misinformation can be dangerous to a public that is less than informed. That's all. But now he's not. He does it in a way where he doesn't say it's fact. So he can't necessarily get in trouble for the things that he's saying. He's just throwing things out there and seeing what sticks. And you do your own research, believe what you want to believe. But he
does say that I can read and I can do my own research and I can understand and form an opinion about something and have a very strong opinion about that.
Yeah.
Which he does. Can we only a certain portion of the athletes can be political, not the other.
No, it's not. See, I don't, like I said, I don't think it's apples to apples. I don't think it is.
Maybe in this situation, this one particular situation, the Clintons and the Kennedys.
Well, yeah, I mean.
All right, that's fine. But there are other things he does say and he takes a stand on that you have to admire.
Right, if that's fine. It's some of these things about that are just really, really out there stuff that if they ended up being true would change the course of American history.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh.
You know? No, I'm saying?
You know what I mean? My penis is bigger.
All right. If you want to lock yourself up into all of this, you know, you can go on and on and on and on.
Happy birthday. Have I said that yet today? Have I said happy birthday?
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
This report brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I'm going to leave the Aaron Rodgers stuff to you for this hour. We'll just do some, we'll do the baseball one more time. What the hell? Mets beat the Pirates last night 3-1. It's relevant from the standpoint of they were 0-5, and now they're 9-8. They've won 9 of their last 12 games. Joey Wendell comes off the bench because Brett Beatty has a tight hamstring, came off the bench with a game-tying RBI double. Here was Wendell on SNY, just happy to come through.
That's what you live for. That's what you're ready for. You know, going into the game, if you're not starting, you know, you're thinking to yourself, at some point you're going to get in a game, you're going to have an impact in a spot like that. So fortunate to get that opportunity. Glad, you know, that I was able to contribute.
And, yeah, helped them come through with a win. They scored the go-ahead run on a balk. Pete Alonso scored, singled and scored on that balk. And then Jeff McNeil added an RBI double. As for Brett Beatty, so the concern would be there. He left the game with tightness in his hamstring. Is he concerned? If so, how much?
Not much. I just felt it whenever I was trying to beat that ball out and just lunge for the bag. But not concerned.
And so maybe just being extra cautious. They go for the sweep today. Luis Severino on the mound. First pitch on WCBS 880 at 110. You see Mark Vientos continues to mash the ball. Had a bunch of good at-bats again last night.
When are we going to start screaming about bringing him up so he can strike out like 5 times in a row?
I know. It's an interesting situation with him because he got a lot of opportunities last year and failed.
Mm-hmm.
Spring's got a big spring. They don't bring him up. He's down there and he's hitting the hell out of the ball.
Brett Beatty's playing well.
Yeah. And then he had some of the stuff that was going on with social media with Vientos where he was liking posts that were sort of anti-Mets. It's a strange thing what's going on with him. But I like the fact he's pissed off. He's not on the team. If he didn't care, then that would be a problem.
Agreed. As for the Yankees, things have not gone well for them of late, and it certainly didn't last night in Toronto.
Swinging a hard ground ball back up the middle, past the diving Volpe into center field. Wheeling around third is IKF. He's going to come in to score. To second is Springer. And with two away, Bo Bichette drives in another run. An RBI single for the Blue Jays shortstop. Toronto ahead 5-1.
And I heard that Al loves the Toronto Blue Jays because they have all the sons of former Major League Baseball players.
Yes.
He loves that.
Biggio, Bichette, Guerrero. Pretty cool.
Yeah. I don't know where all these the Mets babies.
And you love the catcher.
Who's the catcher there?
Alejandro Kirk.
Oh, yeah. Fat guy.
He's a little fat, like.
Yeah, like a chubby guy.
Yeah.
We were talking on the warm up show, too.
He actually is like Ryan Hurley or brand manager.
Yeah.
I know it's your birthday. Yeah. Did you just say, on one hand, you like him because he's a fat guy, and 6 seconds later say, he's like our program director, Ryan Hurley?
He did.
Like, he's built like a fire hydrant.
But you said he's like a fat little fire hydrant guy, like our program director.
Program director is a little bit taller than him, actually.
Oh, that's being
really, by the way, he's not really even a program director that one. Anymore. He's a brand manager.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. Fair enough. Did you happen to see Giancarlo Stanton almost get thrown out at home last night?
Yes.
By any stretch.
Yeah.
I mean, can this guy play or can he play?
Well, he could play. He just does not want to run.
Want to or can't?
I think he's afraid to hurt himself.
We're just going to jog around the bases?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they're allowing it. That's the sad part.
I think they'd rather
him. Look, we'll pay you $30 million to jog around the bases and get tagged out.
God. No, I think that they would rather have him get thrown out in a situation where he wasn't busting it than busted it and then blowing out his hamstring.
Did you hear anything after the game about, did anybody ask him, like, you know, is there a reason why you're not running full speed?
I have no Stanton sound. I don't know.
I think we all know the answer to that. I just want to hear it from him.
I thought when he lost all the weight and got a little more flexible, we were going to see him busting it again.
I did the same thing on the softball team. Once I started pulling all the muscles, I would jog to first base. I'm just saying that's what he's doing. He doesn't want to get hurt.
Yeah, I know.
You know what? Listen, you were eating donuts back then. It would be different now. But I would just say that.
Would it?
I want to hear from Stanton himself.
Maybe we will today. I don't know. They play at 3:05. Marcus
like
Stroman,
Jimmy Nesbitt. Let me ask you a question. Yeah. You know, yeah. How come you got thrown out at home? How come you weren't running hard? Are they telling you not to run hard so you don't pull a hamstring or something? What's going on?
It's a fair question.
And then, you know, he'll give you an answer. And he said, well, what'd you lose all the weight for then? What'd you slim down for?
Mm-hmm. I agree. Someone should ask that today if they didn't last night. This is for, let's see. We got all dog owners in the room, right, except for me. But I love dogs. So this, remember Kevin Brown? He had the whole controversy with the Orioles.
Yeah. You're talking about Kevin Brown, the pitcher?
Wow, Boomer. Just wow. Off-air Boomer. Ooh.
Don't you have cats?
Yeah, I do. Remember? So you remember the whole Kevin Brown stuff, right? So he's still the Orioles TV guy. They beat the Twins 11-3. It was Bark at the Park night. I figured you guys would enjoy this.
I'm Kevin. This is Analu. And has a dog he'll bring in soon. Look, if you're thinking about adopting a puppy, this is proof that you can, in fact, own a dog and still do your job. We're going to do a regular baseball open. We're going to talk about home runs. Is that good, Analu? Can we talk about home runs?
He did the stand-up holding the dog.
You know, that sounds like, that sounds like Al talking to Winnie. Whimsy. God almighty.
Al, better be not talking to your granddaughter like that.
Oh, Miss Peaches.
Yeah, no, that's what it sounds like. It's Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches.
Yeah.
You all right?
And that Fudgy the Whale kick. Was it laced?
It's like sugar high.
I'm telling you, it's like crack cocaine.
Oh, it's funny. NBA Lakers with a win last night over the Pelicans get the 7 seed in the West. New Orleans, they lost Zion Williamson to injury late in this game after he had scored 40 points, 11 rebounds, left with the game tied. They wind up losing, so they will have to move on and play Sacramento for the 8 seed. The Kings eliminated the Warriors. They won 118-94. Klay Thompson was 0-for-10 shooting on this night. Here was Steve Kerr. What was up with your guy?
Yeah, I thought they were really physical early in the game, so his first few shots weren't great looks, and so I think he fell out of rhythm. It can happen, you know, as a shooter, you miss your first few, and the game isn't coming as easily.
No, and so we'll see.
So why are they going to blow that up?
Group, right. Well,
it's about time.
They might.
It is. It is now time.
I think they have the largest payroll in the NBA. I do believe that. And I think they're significantly well within the luxury tax.
It's going to be really interesting to see if Steph Curry wants to go somewhere else to finish his career and chase a championship again, or he just wants to retire a Warrior.
I think if someone that's won multiple times already, I would want to finish there.
Yeah, I agree. But he might be like, listen, man, I got a lot left. I don't want to be sitting here in the play-in series of the 11 seed for the rest of my career.
They have a total salary of $225 million, $88.8 million over the luxury tax.
A lot of money.
A lot of
pay for those championships, yep.
Woo!
So I guess you've heard Chris Haynes from Bleacher Report covers the NBA. So I guess he was a former pro player at some point, current NBA reporter now. So he tried talking like a player last night with the TNT guys until Barkley and Shaq said, what's this?
What's my average? Oh, I was the MVP in the Filipino league that I'm in here. And well, I said on my podcast, I'm not Filipino, but I'm a guest.
No disrespect.
You know, it was a little bit. I said on my podcast.
I know I'm going to get in trouble to ask this question. How many Filipinos been drafted into the NBA?
So they just mocked the fact that he was playing over there. And then Shaq's comment was, you must have had a nickname. It was Manny Blackiao. It's what they said to him. And then Ernie Johnson apologized for, I guess he's the one that brought up the whole fact that I guess he played in this Filipino league. I don't know. But then he apologized for setting him up the way he didn't think it was going to go the way it went.
Manny Blackiao?
That's what Shaq said, yes. The problem is the clip's like 45 seconds to get to that. But that's what he said. That's what he said. So I thought that was kind of funny. What else? We got the NHL. We know that the Rangers are going to start this weekend now against the Capitals. The Islanders are playing the Hurricanes. We'll find out all the details on the schedule coming up. Time now for what they call moment of the day. which is brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas, Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. It's your birthday, so while there might have been a couple of other things that were pretty good this morning, considering it's your birthday, fan of the show and big fan of Boomer, Dina would call in early this morning.
Hi, good morning. Happy birthday, Boomer.
Well, thank you, Dina. Happy birthday to you, I believe, as well, right?
Our annual call.
Yes.
How are you today?
I am doing great today. How about you?
I'm good. I'm good. Boomer, let's go out. Let's do something fun today. We don't need anybody.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, I did not expect that.
Dina, it's your birthday as well, right?
It is. And I wanted to tell you, Boomer, last year was my 50th, and I received a gift of a signed helmet from you, from a gift from somebody that was your helmet. It was amazing. It was the best gift I ever got. It was so good.
Well, I appreciate that, Dina. Listen, what are you doing today? What are you doing?
Well, today I'm working. I'm home. I'm working from home today. But I also wanted to ask you, I teach Pilates. If you wanted to come and do a class with me, I would love that.
Oh, she's a Pilates teacher.
Are you trying to get the pipe?
Oh, Al. I mean, come on, Al.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Dina, thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's very nice.
I mean, there's been a lot of amazing all-time drops over the years that has to crack like the top 20.
I agree. Moment of the day. Oh, happy birthday, Boom.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry.
You know, the thing about that one is I hadn't heard or thought about that in a long time, you trying to get the pipe thing. I think that was a J.R. Smith DM to somebody like 6 years ago. Maybe even longer than that.
J.R. Smith.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I you know what? I think Dina was, too. That's what also made it very funny. All right, Jerry, thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
2016, that story came from.
Wow. 2016.
8 years ago.
Damn.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. You see the update on Jonte Porter, the Toronto Raptors player who has been caught up in this gambling scandal and some of these red flags of his props and some of the unusual activity on the props. So a new report came out and said that Jonte Porter operated a VIP account on FanDuel out of Colorado, placed over 1,000 wagers totaling millions of dollars between 21 and 23. They supposedly did not accept any basketball wagers from him.
Uh-oh.
He also was not in the Raptors at the time. He was still in the G League. But what that does tell you is that it was no coincidence that he was pulling himself out of games and not hitting props in those games, especially when he wasn't allowed to bet on basketball on his own FanDuel account, that he was giving people information saying, I'm going to leave this game or I'm going to claim illness or whatever and bet my under props.
Wow.
And I'll be able to make you some money and you give me a cut of it. It's I mean, I guess because he's not a superstar and he's a guy that was riding the bench, this hasn't gotten as much attention as I thought it should. But this is one of the worst pro sports gambling things that we've seen. Guy manipulating. You know, I saw somebody say, I forget who it was, but it was a media member who was talking about this, said, you know, Jonte Porter's not good enough to fix games. That's not the point. He's not fixing games. He was fixing prop bets involved in with himself that he could control.
Exactly. And that, believe me, it sends a shiver down the spine of every league office. Every league office. And also, I'm sure, the ATP and MLS, and you name it.
Yeah.
If there are prop bets on the board and these players are manipulating those like this, I mean, that's obviously a red flag. And I'm sure it's something maybe, I don't know, people have thought about that until this. And the only good thing about this is that it's such a like nondescript player that's doing it.
Yeah.
That it may scare other players. And I do think if you're a $50 million player, even if you are Shohei Ohtani and dumb enough to allow your friend access to your account, if in fact that's true, you know, you have to be aware that there are sharks in the water and you could lose everything.
Yeah, absolutely. And the biggest one in the NFL so far was Calvin Ridley. Now, he wasn't betting on football games, but he was making bets. Or was he betting on football games? But he was making bets in the facility. That was a part of it. Right. He was making bets on other football games.
He got suspended for a year, but then just got a new contract.
He was suspended for an entire year. That guy, who was a great wide receiver, has put up big numbers throughout his career, was suspended for an entire year, lost a full year of his career. So if that's not enough to scare you, I don't know what is. But yeah, this is a bad one. And just to see how deep Jonte Porter was into gambling prior to these prop bet accusations just shows you that this guy was.
He has a real problem. He's got a real issue.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike, who's in Connecticut. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. Boomer, we're both celebrating our birthdays today, so I'm actually calling to seek your advice.
Okay.
I'm captaining a team of riders that are part of your five-borough bike tour in a couple weeks, right?
Oh, nice. Okay, which team are you?
We're the Sticky Bandits.
Yeah, okay. Know who you are, yeah.
I've got to be honest. Yeah, I'm a little nervous because some of this motley crew is coming in from different parts of the country. These are guys who don't have a ton of experience in Manhattan, and I'm just concerned they can get distracted and overstimulated very, very easily.
Right? Well, here's the most important thing, Mike. First and foremost, are they raising the amount of money they're supposed to be raising? That's what I care about.
Actually, my company's covering it, so I've got them off the hook on that.
All right, well, as long as we got the money covered, I don't really care what they do.
Well,
but
it'd be nothing for one of these guys to, you know, get lost to the night, and the next thing you know, we're 90 minutes from the start time, and I'm getting texts that, hey, I'm riding a unicycle in from Spanish Harlem wearing nothing but a pair of Shinesties. Worrying about these guys.
How big is your team, by the way?
It's five guys, my team right. Included.
Well, listen, I think, you know, tell them the party afterward over in Staten Island is going to be great. And tell them just hold off until we get to Staten Island.
Okay, that sounds reasonable.
That's all you got to do. And I appreciate the support, and I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks.
You got it, man. Talk
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, by the way, so Big Zoo's got a team.
Yep.
I'm assuming I haven't seen him. I'm assuming everything's going okay with him. I'm assuming that his fundraising is up the snuff.
I try to,
you know, somebody gives me their word and they tell me they're going to do something. I expect them.
We're here.
And you know, he's wanted to lose all that weight. And you remember 6 months ago, he was pumped up and ready to roll. And I want to be a part of it. And I think he wanted to be a part of it because Brandon and Big Tongue were so into it last year.
That is true.
And they look at that beautiful day we had last year.
It was great. Look, there's Dimitri right there.
Yeah. So, you know, we have our biggest team ever. Over 100, I think we have like 150 or 55 riders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really amazing how popular it's become. And it's going to be good. I just always, you know, I got like Chris Patera and Dave Anderson are on my team this year. Sydney's on my team this year. And, you know, they're fundraising. They're doing their thing. I think we're second right now on the list.
Oh, wow. Second?
Yeah.
Who's beating you?
Jerry Cahill, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He's just always got to prove a point.
Well, we won last year with the amount of fundraising. And speaking of that, Sunday, a week from Sunday, the 28th, will be that guest bartending event at the Portly Villager. I believe it'll start at 2, if not 2,
that's
then
the 28th of
3 o'clock. The 28th of April, Sunday, April 28th.
I might have to show up to that.
You told me you were indisposed at that moment. You got to look at your calendar again.
Maybe I'm screwing up. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I am.
Yeah, no, I know. Don't get everybody excited.
Well, no, but I may get back early enough.
Okay, so there's a chance. There's a chance.
It all depends if I get back early enough.
But that will be...
And if there's a Ranger game.
Right.
There's TVs at the Portly Villager, and there's a ton of Ranger fans in there. Unfortunately, the place is filled with Ranger fans.
Yeah, they love the Rangers in Sayville.
They do. They absolutely do. So, yes, that's Sunday the 28th at the Portly Villager. I'll be bartending, and we'll raise in money for Team Boomer for the bike tour.
All right, great.
Yes, so maybe we'll bump you right up over at Jerry Cahill after this one.
See, that's I love the fact that you're doing that.
Well, yeah. I mean, I rode in the thing twice. It was really... I enjoyed last year, and I know if I did it again, I would fall and scrape my face. Brian Rascona is saying that he's the only one who's raised any money for Big Sue's team. So...
Is he on Zoo's team?
Apparently, yeah. Isn't there a website you could check out all this stuff?
Yeah, there's the One Cause website that we have. Yeah, of course. Right. I would have to go to it and check it out.
I would do that. I think people want to hear the numbers, you know?
All right.
Check it out. And then we got like a 2-minute break here.
Okay.
But check it out. See where he's at.
We outside, baby!
And see if he's doing what he needs to do. Because maybe this will inspire him to get back on the horse, as they say.
I see Team Zoo right now. That's early. That was early on. $350.
That's it?
That's what I saw early on.
Early on?
That's way early on. I'll check it. I'll update it right now.
Okay.
When we come back.
Maybe
I'll
he's waiting for 420 to make a big donation.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.